I'd like to call to order a meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please stand as our Navy Junior ROTC Wildcat Company presents our colors, and then Seaman Jada Jackson will lead us in the pledge to the flag.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Tonight, we're honored to have a group from Robertsville Middle School for our beginning program this morning. We'll introduce the principal at Robertsville Middle School, Ms. Christy Free, who is going to introduce this group.
Good evening. Tonight I have the privilege of introducing Ms. Bryson Leftwich and some of her media production students from Robertsville. The media production class is new this year, and so in 12 weeks they have created some pretty incredible things that they're going to share with you tonight. So if everybody will welcome Ms. Leftwich and her students.
Good evening. We're so appreciative to be here today. This is an incredible opportunity for these students. But first, I want to thank their parents because they came from really good stock, and I appreciate their parents bringing them here tonight. So thank you to all of you. This class accidentally was created last year when Mr. Thorne came to visit us, and we got the Animation Now software, and it's kind of just tumbled out of control in the best way possible since then. I have a clicker. So our crew, we have Cameron Foreman, he's in 7th grade. We have Amira Marshall, 8th grade. Ellie McKee, 7th grade. And Tucker Brady, 8th grade. And now I got to let you know, these photos were taken on a whim for their media badges, and they have to wear their media badges at all times if they're doing anything as a part of this class. So I know some of them aren't super pleased with these photos, but that's how badges go sometimes. I'm not going to read you this whole course description. It's a lot. So if you'd like to take a minute, I'll give you some time to read this here. I think the most important part is that last sentence. They emerge as proficient storytellers and broadcasters ready to captivate audiences with their unique visions and talents. So I'm going to talk less and let the kids talk some more. And first, I would like to introduce Ellie McKee. She's going to tell you a little bit about the journalism aspect of our course.
Hi, I'm Ellie McKee. In Ms. Leftwich's class, one of the things we focused on was journalism. We went out into the school and interviewed teachers and staff, and then got back together to discuss what we could do and improve. We started a unit about making news stories. We learned what makes news stories newsworthy, and we discussed the elements that make up of news stories. Finally, we found the types of news stories, we determined the types of published stories, and we used our knowledge to make our own story and determine the type. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellie. Ellie comes off very shy, but in the classroom, she has nothing but positive to bring. So thank you so much, Ellie. All right, next, we're going to talk about our WRAM news, and that's going to be Tucker Brady.
Hi, Hi, I'm Tucker Brady, and WRM is our school news in the morning. We cover a lot of things, like what today's events are or what's for lunch that day. Sometimes we have teachers that come up and explain their important events. There are four different people that work on WRM per week. We have two anchors, one scriptwriter, and one OBS worker. OBS is our streaming software that we use for WRM. I've learned a lot of things from WRM. I've learned how to write a script, use OBS, speak in front of a camera, and how scary it is to speak in front of a camera. I've learned a lot more about production and other jobs that come with it. Some obvious jobs like YouTuber, streamer, or important jobs like reporter or interviewer for the news. Reporter and anchor and producer are some of the jobs we have learned from WRM.
Tucker is one of our best anchors. He brings a lot of love. Thank you, Tucker. So what I forgot to tell y'all is I did not write these scripts today for them. This is just an extension of our class, a little bit of public speaking. So they have done a phenomenal job so far. All right, now we have the animation aspect of our class, and Cameron Foreman is going to talk to you about that.
Hi, my name is Cameron Foreman, and I'm here to tell you about our Intro to Production class, specifically the animation software we are currently using called Animation Now. When using the animation software, we first begin brainstorming and doing our research on the topic. Then we build our script and make the characters move and communicate with each other using the script as a voiceover. One of the coolest parts about this animation software is that it is the same software used in Hollywood on several cartoons, such as The Simpsons and more. One of my favorite parts about this has been connecting with my partners and learning new life skills, such as illustrating, video designing, graphic designing, illustrating, 3D modeling, and I can't remember the other one, but I really enjoyed the animation and intro to production class so far, and I hope to see it continue for others to enjoy. Thank you for your time.
So Cam has taught me this year how to use the software. He's doing an awesome job. Thank you, Cam. And I'm going to show you a couple animations that they made in 2.5 school days. That's all the time they had to make these. This one is a young man named AJ. He couldn't be here tonight, but this is his video. And this next one, if I can get it to... Kalodny, can you help me, please? It got stuck on YouTube. So the next video is going to be Cam's voice, Cameron Foreman's voice, actually. Two and a half days. I think it's pretty awesome. Okay, I'm going to get stuck again, I think. And lastly, we have Amira Marshall, and she's going to talk about our upcoming big project.
In Intro to Production, we have a big upcoming project. We're making a TV series. It will be animated using the Animation Now software, and we will be voice acting our characters. Mr. Terry Forn, one of the creators of Rugrats and the actual creator of the Animation Now software, has partnered with Ms. Lefwich in our 7th and 8th grade production classes to be making the series. Now, the show's name hasn't really been decided yet, but we have two big candidates right now, and those are Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and School Days, with a Z. Now, we are all looking forward to this unique experience because it's certainly going to be something that we never forget. Thank you for your time.
I get to work with that every single day, and it's amazing. I couldn't ask for anything better. Please, right now, take out your phones, take a picture of this. We would love for you to come look at our YouTube channel, see the awesome things these students are creating. The top one is our media production channel. A student actually created this logo as well, and they created our official, the Robertsville Rams official production and media team saying there. The bottom one there is our WREM. That's where you can log in and watch WREM from 7:30 to 7:40 every morning, except for Saturday and Sunday. We're not there. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate y'all.
I was telling Dr. Borchers earlier, this program has a special place with me, and I won't bore you with all the details, but a number of years ago, when I was teaching at Robertsville, we received a grant from now-defunct Whittle Communications, and Whittle Communications provided a TV mounted in every classroom. The reason you would do that is because Whittle Communications provided a 10-minute program every morning that, in order to keep the TVs, you had to watch that program, and it did provide some good information. So one day I was in the Robertsville Library, and Sue Deal was our librarian at that time, and we were just sitting there talking, and she said, you know, we've got these TVs, and we have the accessibility to go into the classrooms with productions. And I said, well, yeah, that's great. She said, let's do a news program. And I said, yeah, who's going to do that? She said, you are. And I said, well, will you help me? And she said, yes. So we had one camera, one microphone. We did it in that little room there by the library, and it was there for a long period of time. Our first weather person was Curtis Light, and he had just one of those pull-down maps, and when it was time for him to do the weather, he'd pull the map down and just point to different things up there, different countries. So we did have a weather person at that time. So to see where we were at that time and to see where we are now is truly amazing, and you should be so excited to have this program. And I know you're going to do great things, and probably years on down the road, we'll be seeing your name tagged along with some great things in media production. So thank you, and let's thank them again for being here and what they do. And we'll move right along. The next item is the approval of the agenda, and you all can leave whenever you want to. Don't feel like you're welcome to stay, but feel free to move on to your next location. Next is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. Our first item is our good news. Dr. Hartman, we'll start with you.
Thank you. There is a lot of good news at Willowbrook. Over the past 2 months, Willowbrook student athletes have made their debut in the Knoxville Youth Athletics Cross Country Program. This esteemed program fosters a positive environment for physical activity and teamwork, aligning perfectly with Willowbrook's values. This was made possible by Alan Etheridge sharing information with our amazing PE teacher coach, Destiny Sikowski. Nyjah Brown, Joseph Cromwell, and Maddox Rosales proudly represented our school, Willowbrook, competing against over 500 students from Eastern Tennessee each week. Through dedication and perseverance, each athlete achieved their seasonal goals, including new personal records and finishing in the top 50th percentile of all runners. We are thrilled with the inaugural cross-country season success and look forward to the program's continued growth and excellence at Willowbrook. First grade teacher Michelle Chanot was recently accepted into the NIET Educator Leader Network, which engages in ongoing professional development through a book study and networking with other leaders. The program will connect, support, and build capacity in our teacher leaders to elevate their impact. Congratulations, Ms. Chanot. Willowbrook staff participated in a poverty simulation as part of their professional development. This activity is an interactive immersion experience and gives participants a glimpse into the structural barriers as well as some of the personal and emotional repercussions people in poverty face. Thanks to Mrs. Painter and numerous other community partners for making this experience happen for our staff members. And last, Ridgeview in-school therapist Meredith Yeager presented professional development to Willowbrook staff surrounding behavior prevention and de-escalation strategies. Ridgeview provides various grants for calming corners and other items for staff to support their students' needs.
Ms. Webb.
All right, we have good news from Jefferson Middle. Mr. Alex Goldberg, math teacher at JMS, has been honored as the WBIR Educator of the Week in recognition of his passion and dedication to supporting students. Congratulations, Mr. Goldberg.
Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Robertsville. Congratulations to the Robertsville Rams football team. The Rams beat Spring City in overtime on Thursday, October 10th to claim the TVAC conference title. Congratulations to Coach Ron Gray, the entire coaching staff, and all of our student athletes. They were a fun group to watch and a highly successful season. Coach Ron Gray received the 2024 TVAC Coach of the Year. The 2024 All-Conference players were Lamir Porter, Josiah McClure, Kamoni Willis, Ben Hartman, and Braylon Payne. We also want to thank our amazing cheerleaders led by Coach Carter. Way to go, Rams.
Ms. Engel.
And from Oak Ridge High School, congratulations to our principal, Drayton Hawkins, on being named the 2023-2024 AF Bridges Principal of the Year for Athletic District 2. The AF Bridges Award recognizes people who are setting the right example, doing the right things, and setting the right standard for high school athletics in the state of Tennessee. Please join us for the awards ceremony during the East Regional Meeting on Thursday, November 14th at Hardin Valley Academy at 11 a.m. And that's good news.
And that deserves a round of applause. Continuing in the theme, and that's the sum of the good news taking place in our school district, but continuing on the theme of good news, recently, board members and our administrative staff attended the East District Fall Meeting. And at that East District meeting, Lily Shelton, who you see on the screen behind me, received the TSBA East District Student Achievement Award. So congratulations to Lily, and she will now, or has already, move forward as the other eight districts' award winners with the potential of being named the Tennessee Student Achievement Award recipient, and that will take place next week at our upcoming TSBA conference and convention. So congratulations to Lily. Also, at that same conference, the 2024 TSBA East District School Volunteer Award recipient was Mr. Jay Adams, and you see Jay there on the screen behind me. He was selected to represent the East District and will go on with the potential of becoming the State Volunteer of the Year. So congratulations to both of those two individuals. Of course, Lily is a junior at Oak Ridge High School, and Jay is a volunteer at Jefferson Middle School. So congratulations to both of those individuals. The next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you wish to be recognized, please raise your hand. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Come right on down.
My name is Caitlin Toth. I am 10 years old and a fourth grader at Linden Elementary. I've been a student in Oak Ridge School since fourth grade, and it's been awesome. I have three older siblings, and we all plan to graduate from Oak Ridge High School. I'm here because my ideas matter, and I want to talk to Dr. Boishos, Mr. Lay, and the entire school board about making lacrosse something Oak Ridge is exceptional at. I love Oak Ridge. I also love lacrosse. Men's and women's lacrosse recently became a TSSAA sanctioned sport. It's the only TSSAA sport other than wrestling that Oak Ridge doesn't have. My mom says since boys and girls both play, it makes it a good Title IX sport, whatever that means. In Tennessee, men's and women's lacrosse season is played in the spring. Farragut, Hardin Valley, Seymour, West, Bearden, Maryville, Sevier County, Gatlinburg, Catholic, CIK, and Webb all have lacrosse programs at their high schools. Lacrosse is one of the fastest growing sports in the world. It is also one of the oldest sports. It was played by Native Americans in East Tennessee over 1,000 years ago. More and more kids are playing, even more kids want to play. They just need a team. I've played for Farragut Lacrosse Club since I was 6 years old. I hope that when I'm in high school and maybe even middle school that I will be wearing this jersey and playing for Oak Ridge Wildcats Lacrosse. Oak Ridge is a future-focused city. The Manhattan Project, the National Lab, even Oak Ridge School's motto on the district website boils down to every student prepared for their future. Lacrosse should be a part of Oak Ridge Athletics' future because kids who play sports are physically healthier, get better grades, become great leaders, build friendships, and have a really awesome time learning the cooperation and strategy needed to play this game. Please, can we put our heads together and research what it would take to make lacrosse an Oak Ridge sport and consider helping fund it as a school board? You are all in control of this district's future. Please, can we make lacrosse part of the plans? Thanks for listening and considering my suggestion.
Thank you. May I have your notes?
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Now that's a person that comes to speak well prepared. Thank you very much. Hearing no one else, next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Please cast your vote. The consent agenda is approved unanimously. Chief Nichols, since you're here, and your item was one that was just approved, anything you would like to tell the board about the Navy Junior ROTC field trip to Honolulu, Hawaii?
No, sir.
Well, Ms. McLean and I are still trying to get an invitation. We were hoping that's what you would come up and tell us, but that didn't work either, did it? Well, thank you, and our Navy Junior ROTC group represents our community and school district extremely, unbelievably well, and I'll put in a plug for you, Chief. They are involved in wreaths across America, and Chief actually has a handout, if you'd like one, where you can go on, and there are several organizations that are involved in this program, but we want to make sure that the Navy Junior ROTC group at the high school gets credit, and there's a QR code on there that you can go on and do that. So if you need one, Chief Nichols has those, and if he doesn't stay, leave us a couple, and maybe if you haven't handed them all out already, if someone's interested, we'll get them out. Thank you. Ms. Hagel.
For those of you who should go and watch this, I went to Honolulu the last time they went and marched. It was worth the trip. They're good kids. They performed well.
Moving on to items for action. Item A, FY24 LEA compliance report. Dr. Borkers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 LEA compliance report.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, LEAs are required to comply with all federal and state education laws and state board of education rules. This annual compliance report is one mechanism the department uses to ensure education laws and rules are faithfully executed. And this is something we do on a yearly basis.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B, FY25 Homeless 2.0 Grant Carryover Funds. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 Homeless 2.0 Grant Carryover Funds.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
These funds will be spent on services that include restocking every school's food and clothes closet, hotel stays for families experiencing sudden homelessness, and for professional development for staff around working with students identified as homeless.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, FY25 Preschool Policy Committee Bylaws. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 Preschool Policy Committee Bylaws.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Each year, the bylaws are reviewed and updated by the Head Start Policy Committee. This update requires approval of the policy committee as well as the Board of Education.
Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
I've had the opportunity to sit in on this committee, and the preschool is doing a great job in getting parents to come to these meetings and getting them involved, and I think it's a really good testament to their welcoming families, and it's really a good job that they're doing.
Anyone else? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, permanent substitute position. Dr. Borkers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 permanent substitute position through December 31st, 2024.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borger.
As the rationale stated, this is a full-time substitute position, but will be over at December 31st, 2024.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. The next two items we're very excited about having these on the agenda. The first one is a position reclassification. The Executive Director of Finance, Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Executive Director of Finance position reclassification.
Referred to the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
Myself and my executive team have had lots of conversations over the last few weeks, and we think this is an appropriate reclassification for Ms. Van Dyke's position.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously, and congratulations to you, and thank you for all that you do for us in the finance department. Another position reclassification, Chief Communications Officer, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Chief Communications Officer position reclassification.
You've heard the recommendation from the superintendent. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, in more conversation with myself and my executive directors, Ms. Gallagher-Smith has just done a fantastic job since joining us, and we feel she has talents that can help us even more in different areas. That job description is attached, but you know, providing strategic support to district leadership and looking at different initiatives and project planning, I think will be a great addition to our team here at Central Office. So that is the recommendation here this evening.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. And Molly, congratulations, and thank you for all that you do in the area that you do. You have made a tremendous difference in the Oak Ridge School District. Thank you. Item G, addition of a 1.0 FTE communications coordinator. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval and of addition of a 1.0 FTE communications coordinator.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
This will be a position that Ms. Gallagher-Smith will oversee, and we'll do things like working on the new website, Parent Square, social media, press releases. Molly will still have her hand on communications for sure, but this person can do some of those day-to-day things that will free her up to do more district initiatives.
Comments or questions? Do we expect this person to be online before the end of the school year?
We hope so, yes. That would be our intent. Yep.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, Oak Ridge High School softball field construction project. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS softball field construction project by Chrisman Mid-Atlantic Constructors in the amount of $1,988,594.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Just a lot of work has gone into this process. It's the second bidding process that we've had. Help from a lot of outside entities to get us across the goal line here. As the board has seen the bids, this base bid with the selected alternates, was the lowest of the three bidders, and they met all bidding requirements.
Comments or questions? A timeline on
We're going to actually start our portion of the work. We have maintenance and operations goes in ahead of the construction project, and we'll start work this week on some of the demolition prior to the construction piece. Once they're awarded the contract, they should be starting very quickly, because the timeline has them to have this substantially complete for the softball season. There'll be some pieces to wrap up after the season starts, but they're supposed to be playing on the field, barring weather delays.
Questions from other board members? Ms. McClain.
So when does softball season start?
I believe that is February, mid-February, something like that.
It was late February, but we've already spoken with the athletic director of Oak Ridge High School, and we're confident that the home games that were scheduled at the beginning of the season, we can flip that and basically travel, and we would have more home games at the end of the season if that winds up being an issue. The weather is probably the determining factor of how, if we will be able to meet this deadline or not. We're confident this time, but once again, the weather could change those our confidence.
Other questions? You might just stay. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is item I, pipe replacement at Woodland Elementary. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Woodland Gas Piping Replacement Project by Powell Brothers Mechanical Contractors in the amount of $34,090.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borges.
Well, turn over to Mr. Thacker if he wants any additional information.
We anticipate gas piping to start this week. Spoke with a contractor today, and they're ready to mobilize. This will be done in three phases as the roof is being completed. The center section of the roof has been completed as far as the main roofing replacement. They still have finished work to do, but we will be able to go ahead and lay the gas piping on the center section. That will give us the gymnasium, the main office, basically from the library up to about the music room at Woodland. They were finishing up the cafeteria kitchen area today. I spoke to the contractor on the roofing. They told us that they anticipate, without many weather delays, roughly about 21 working days to complete the rest of the roof. They've mobilized extra crew out there, so the gas piping will follow right behind what roofing they get completed.
Questions? Thank you, Alan.
And we do have temporary heat in place until such time as this gets finished up.
The way things are going, we may not need heat. Mm-hmm. May need air conditioning.
Fingers crossed.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item J, purchase of food service equipment. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of food service equipment.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. I hear a motion.
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borges.
I recommend the board approve the purchase of food service equipment from Webstront.com in the amount of $43,095.82. Quotes are obtained from three vendors as shown in the attached quote sheet. And there's just a very numerous items that they're purchasing out of the cafeteria fund.
Comments or questions?
I think it's, is this only Oak Ridge High School, Jen? Do you know that?
No, it's multiple schools.
Okay, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. We move next down to items for information. You'll notice on the agenda that item A is the legislative update. This is an item that will appear on every agenda going farther, unless the next board chooses to take it off. This will be an opportunity, particularly when the legislature is in session, and if there's information to be relayed to the board or comments made about items taking place in our legislature, this would be the time to do it. I have appointed Ms. Erin Webb to take on the position as our legislative liaison, replacing Ms. Eagle, who has done this for a few years. So, Erin, thank you for your willingness to do this. Any comments or questions or any legislative updates? Ms. Eagle was mentioning to me before we started that there's still conversation, and it will continue going on in regard to vouchers, even the potential that Governor Lee may call a special session just to deal with that. We'll see where that goes. Comments you want to make?
Well, the concern about the special session is this would enable the head of the Senate, Randy McNally, and the head of the House, Cameron Sexton, both of whom are Oak Ridge graduates, to appoint special committees that only deal with this. So it wouldn't go through the regular education committee and potentially face some of the roadblocks it's faced in the past. This would be specially appointed committees that I suspect might be hand-selected to have only pro-voucher people on it. So we should be very wary.
Thank you. Next is the financial report from our Executive Director of Finance. Any comments at this time?
No.
Good report. Thank you. And next, the second most exciting thing that generally takes place at our board meetings, obviously the first is our students that have our presentation at the beginning of the meeting. But this is our enrollment and attendance report and our presentation of our trophies for our attendance awards. Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir, and those trophies, you know, allows principals to have bragging rights, so we will continue that. So we're looking at our attendance for the second attendance period, and once again, we're tracking well. We had two schools that were a little bit higher than they were in the past, but it just takes, you know, a virus or an illness run through the school, and that happens quickly. But overall, we're looking good. If you compare our current enrollment, and this is as of last week, to basically the end of the school year, May of 24, we are up by 53 students. So we are still continuing to show slow, gradual growth. And then for the most the second most interesting part of the meeting, okay, for those who are presenting the trophies, if you will take your positions, please. We will start with students. Okay, and this is basically recognizing those with the best student attendance for the second attendance reporting period. An honorable mention goes to Jefferson Middle School. If we could give them a hand, please. But our winner goes to Linden Elementary, and I think this is 2 months in a row. Congratulations.
You dare not be absent tomorrow.
Congratulations. And we also want to recognize our staff, basically, for excellent attendance. An honorable mention goes to Jefferson Middle School. They're getting in this pattern of being second. Let's give them a hand. Congratulations to Jefferson, the winner for this past month. And I think this is probably a school that hasn't earned this in the past very often. The winner is Willowbrook Elementary for staff attendance. You can come get your picture, sir. Congratulations to Willowbrook. And just as another fact, we had 395 staff members with perfect attendance during the second attendance period, which we congratulate them and we thank them for their commitment to be here. That represents 56% of our staff. And once again, when you think about the fact that, yes, our teachers do get sick, they have children who get sick, and there's other things that happen, that's impressive. So we thank our staff for that commitment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Moving on to items for discussion, each board member has evaluated the superintendent. Has completed that evaluation. Board members have reviewed the total evaluation document. I have met with the superintendent to review the evaluation. And I know Dr. Hartman has also met with the superintendent. I would encourage the other board members between now and our next board meeting, which is November the 18th, if you wish to do that, to set up a time to meet with the superintendent to discuss that evaluation or anything else you might like to discuss at that point in time. On November the 18th, an item on the agenda will be the approval of an extension to the superintendent's contract. By law, we can only extend that contract for 1 year, and that always keeps the superintendent's contract at 4 years by doing that. So at our next meeting, we'll have any discussion that we want to have as a board in regard to the superintendent's evaluation and or the superintendent. And then we will vote on that agenda item to extend the superintendent's contract. And Melissa, thank you for getting that out in a very timely manner and getting all the information back to us so we could do that. Any old business? Any new business? Communications, as I mentioned, our next board meeting will be November the 18th. Before that, the board will visit on November the 13th, Oak Ridge High School, beginning at 7 a.m. Tomorrow, here in this room at 8:30, starting at 8:30 a.m., is the principal's data meeting. And board members are certainly welcome to attend all or some portion of that. Next week, from Thursday through Sunday, board members and administrative staff will be attending the TSBA Leadership Conference and Convention in Nashville. Always a good opportunity to learn and to visit and discuss with other board members things that are going on across the state. I don't think I've left anything out at this point. Dr. Borchers, anything else you have?
Just things are always fast, but as we know this time of year, things get even faster with the holidays and all those things. So, but our folks are doing a great job. And, yes, please, if you have time to come by the PLC data meeting tomorrow, that'd be great.
And one thing I did forget, on Wednesday the 14th, Dave, is that correct?
13th.
The 13th? Yes, the 13th. Ms. Eagle and I both will be hosting Focus on Education starting at 4 o'clock. So with that being said, Scott and Dave, thank you back there. And Melissa, thank you. And we have two. Things are getting tough back there, right? Thank both of you. Mandy, thank you for being prepared to step in when necessary. And as always, thanks to those millions who are watching this board meeting. We appreciate it. Thanks for those in attendance. Thank you all for taking your time for being here tonight. We stand adjourned.